Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is often laced into illicit drugs and used to make fake versions of prescription pills. You can't see it, taste it, or smell it. Suppliers mix fentanyl into their products because it's potent and cheap, and the dealer might not even know. Keep yourself and others safe by knowing the real deal on fentanyl. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. And with your help, together we can end hunger. Join the movement at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. Hold on. Yeah, there you go. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for Friday, June 7th, 2024. It's good having you with us. I don't think we're going to have any guest hosts today, but that's okay, guys. So here we go with the weather now. Well, it could help if we could load our site first. There it goes. Anyway, right now in Dallas, it is 59 degrees outside with clear sky. Later today will also be clear sky with 79 high, 52 low. Tomorrow, it'll be 75 high, 52 low with cloudy skies. That's on Saturday, by the way. Let me adjust that a little bit. There we go. On Sunday, it'll be sunny with 75 high, 46 low. On Sunday, that is. It'll be sunny. On Monday, it'll also be sunny with 75 high, 43 low. On Tuesday, it'll be partly cloudy with some sunshine with 70 high, 46 low. Wednesday will be sunny with 68 high, 41 low. Who was this? Yeah. Anyway, Thursday, or was I reading Wednesday? I'll just read Wednesday again. Wednesday will be sunny with 68 high, 41 low. And then on Thursday, it'll be 72 high, 41 low, with partly cloudy skies with a little bit of sunshine. So there you go. That's the weather. You're welcome. Let's go back to the homepage now. There we go. Trying to figure out what I can do for this segment, guys. I'm not sure. I'm trying to think. Let's see what the Oregon Live is up to today. Nothing really too interesting. I think the first three stories are paywalled, which... there is the latest story from an hour ago, isn't it? Let's just read that, I guess. If you're interested in a historic hotel near Crater Lake, it's for sale at $3 million. That's interesting. Let's look at pictures of it. It's called the Prospect Historic Hotel. That's interesting. Not sure how many rooms are in there. I'm just looking at pictures here. There's like quite a bit of rooms here. I don't know how many there is. It includes a two-story, 2,700 square foot log house with a wraparound deck built on its own tax lot in 1990. It also has 14 motel rooms. Interesting. Hmm. Long before Crater Lake became a national park in 1902, visitors stopped on their way to see the nation's deepest lake at the only lodging and dining establishment along the Upper Rogue River. A Victorian era house in Salmon, Oregon's remote prospect. Now, over time, the stagecoach stop and roadhouse grew to become the famous Prospect Historic Hotel Bed and Breakfast Inn, Motel, and Dinner House, a resort destination for travelers, food, and wine fans, as well as hikers, birders, cyclists, and groups participating in classic car rallies, artist workshops, and social clubs. The historic property is 21 miles southwest of Crater Lake National Park, and it's for sale at $3 million. But lodging and homemade meals are still available. New owners will be able to step into this business seamlessly, said Cascade Hansen, Sotheby's International Realty Brokers, Alan DeVries, and Matt Cook, who have listed the 5.6-acre property at 391 Mill Creek Drive as a turnkey operation. The three-story, 5,492-square-foot main house, which includes a 10-room bed and breakfast hotel, and the 50-seat dinner house, is surrounded by park-like grounds with evergreen and deciduous trees, including a giant sequoia. Sorry if I can't say that right. Rooms in the hotel are named after famous guests, including President Teddy Roosevelt, who established 5 national parks, including Crater Lake, as well as writers Jack London and Zane Grey, orator William Jennings Bryan, and environmental advocate John Muir. Signature dishes made in the commercial kitchen are prime rib, lemon dill roasted salmon, and a 19-layer 5-cheese lasagna with 3 cheeses from Rogue Creamery. Wild mushrooms are served in season, as are hand-picked blackberries, huckleberries, and elderberries. The dinner house also hosts murder mystery dinners and wine-tasting dinners. The property also has 14 motel rooms and a two-story, 2,700-square-foot log house with a wraparound deck built on its own tax lot in 1990. The log house with a detached garage could be a vacation or long-term rental, manager's residence, or employee housing, according to the listing brokers. The land, with grandfathered water rights, is adjacent to Mill Creek, which links the Mill Creek Falls and the Rogue River. Other outbuildings on the 4 tax lots include a large lighted gazebo with barbecue pits and a barn near a fans corral. And yes, I think we're just going to go over with this segment yet again. From its humble beginnings as a rough-hewn timber building to its current status as an elegant yet comfortable bed and breakfast, this hotel has been providing rest, relaxation, and sustenance. Again, I am so sorry I can't say this right. To wary travelers for over 130 years, said the brokers. Someone with a desire to be in the hospitality industry and live in a very beautiful hidden gem of an area such as Prospect would love this property, Cook told the Oregonian Oregon Live. For the last 20 years, the property has been owned by Fred and Karen Wickman, the hotel's second-longest innkeepers. The original house was built in 1888-89 by Albion Boothby, a sawyer, and his wife, Jetty, who expanded and then opened their home to paying guests. And then from 1912 to 1978, Jim and Mary Grieve, and later their son and grandson, elevated the hotel into an internationally known attraction during the family's decades-long ownership. In 1988-89, The building was restored from the ground up by owners Pete and Carol Record. And I guess we're just gonna put a 2-minute commercial break in, I guess. But at this point, I don't think it'll matter now. There we go. I'm just gonna let the music be a surprise. Anyway, we'll be right back. Don't go away. Yep. That was Ain't It Fun by Paramore and Sia Chandelier right here on the Turkey Fox Radio Morning Club for you guys. Alright, it's now time for Food Talk. I know I didn't announce it earlier, but whatever. It's Food Talk, don't worry. Anyway, to kick off this segment, we're going to read, just breakfast and brunch recipes, I guess. How about that? We're going to read the top ones. Pull them up. Give it a moment. It does take a while. There it goes. We're going to kick things off with something a little bit different. Bagel French Toast Casserole. Which looks like I've already read before, because it just reloaded it in the cache. In fact, it didn't take long at all to load it, so I think we've already read this before, but we're going to read it again. What the heck? Bagel French Toast Casserole. For the new people out here that haven't heard it yet. This is an easy breakfast treat. Use raisin cinnamon or blueberry bagel. This casserole has more texture than the typical French toast casserole due to the bagels. This was submitted by Paula G, by the way. And it's ready in an hour and 15 minutes. It serves four. There's 8 ingredients. Here's the ingredients. You'll need 2 bagels, 3 ounces of Laughing Cow cheese. This according to Free Wedges. 3 eggs or 3/4 cup of egg substitute, whichever you prefer. 1/2 cup of milk. 1/2 teaspoon of vanilla. 2 tablespoons of maple syrup. 1/4 cup of chopped pecans and cinnamon sugar. Now for directions. First, you want to cut the bagels in half and spread evenly with the Laughing Cow cheese. Cut each half into 8 and place cut side down in 8 by 8 inch pan that has been sprayed with non-stick cooking spray, like Pam, or whatever you prefer. But anyway, the second step says, in a small bowl, mix together the eggs or egg substitute, again, whichever you prefer, vanilla and maple syrup. Pour over the bagels and sprinkle with chopped pecans. After that, cover the dish with foil. Place in the refrigerator overnight. The next morning, yes, you gotta do this overnight. You gotta remove it from the refrigerator the next morning for 30 minutes prior to baking and allow it to stand on the counter. After that, preheat the oven to 350 degrees. I think it's in Fahrenheit. I'm sure it is. And place the covered dish in the oven. Cook it for 30 minutes, uncovered. Sprinkle liberally. Well, you gotta cook it for 30 minutes, uncover it. Then sprinkle liberally with cinnamon sugar. And then bake an additional 20 to 30 minutes or until the center is firm and surface is lightly brown. And then after that, you can serve it with warmed maple syrup. And there you go. That is a pretty cool recipe here. I don't think I've tried it yet, but I might. Bagel French Toast Casserole. Sounds interesting. Anyway, I think I'm just going to skip the farmer's quiche. I don't know if I care about that. I do remember reading Dutch Baby, though. I forget what it is. It's like a pancake of some sort. Probably save that for their time. Oh, look at this. Gordon Ramsay's scrambled eggs. That's interesting. Probably save that for their time, too. I want to read something new to you guys. How about that? I want to read something we haven't read in so long, or preferably something we haven't read at all, really. Pina Colada Smoothie. How long will this be? I think it's going to be pretty short. I only think we've read this. Yeah, I had a little icon yet, so we haven't read this before. So this would be a good opportunity to read Pina Colada Smoothie. Without all the saturated fats of coconut milk, if you like your smoothies more on the frozen side, you can measure out your pineapple and partially freeze, you know. It's just ready in 5 minutes. It serves one. There's 6 ingredients. Here's what you need. You just need half a banana, half a cup of crushed pineapple, a half cup of yogurt, 2 tablespoons of honey, canned sub agave nectar, if possible, 1/4 teaspoon of coconut extract, and 2 to 3 ice cubes. And here's directions. There's just one simple step. You just blend all the items together in a food processor or a blender, and then you serve it immediately. Simple as that. Woo! Yep, there you go. That's it. It's literally that simple. But of course, I'll redo that. See how long this crepe recipe is. It's amazing, easy, basic crepes. Probably won't look basic if it's taking so long to load, though. Yeah, I think we're gonna save that for an airtime, guys. We still got a few minutes left, I think. See if we can try their one. Let's just try this deep fried scones recipe. Maybe we can read that. Yeah. I think that iron one was trying to load for some reason, but this one's... Oh, no. This one's gonna take forever to read. This is deep fried. I may post this on my website, guys. I cannot read this. This is too long. You will be shocked at how long this takes. 4 hours. 4 hours. Yeah, That's too long. I think we're gonna have to call it quits here. I am so sorry, but we did get to read at least 2 recipes, so that's cool. We got to read, what was it? That breakfast casserole recipe and a smoothie recipe, so it wasn't the end of the world. So there you go. Anyway, let's just go ahead and put our commercial in, I guess. Seems simple enough. I know you're here somewhere. I think I went way past it. There it is. Now for our music. We are going to play Iggy Azalea Fancy featuring Charlie XCX. And then after that, we are going to play Wake Me Up by Avicii, I guess. Could do that. I don't know. Yeah, let's just do that. Anyway, we still got like a minute left for you guys. Well, less than a minute, but close enough. Anyway, coming up at 8:40 a.m., you guess it's probably TMZ Celebrity News. But there you go. Anyway, coming up at 8:40 a.m. is TMZ Celebrity News, as always. But of course, you already knew that. But this is the Turkey Fox Radio Morning Club for Friday, June 7th, 2024. 10 years exactly today, class of 2014 in Dallas High School, Oregon, has graduated. Yeah! But anyway, more of the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Yep. By Iggy Azalea, right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for you guys. Alright, it's now time for TMZ Celebrity News. So here we go. Wisconsin high school dad has told the cops why he's rushed the stage, and the superintendent gets thro with exclusive details from TMZ. The dad who rushed his daughter's graduation stage to prevent her from shaking super... Anyway, I'm just gonna start over. The dad who rushed his daughter's graduation stage to prevent her from shaking the superintendent's hand actually told cops why he did it. And it doesn't look like he mentioned race at all. According to the police report that was submitted by Baraboo PD, cops say the father was questioned by officers that night. And in terms of rationale, they claim he told them he had some kind of personal history with Superintendent Rainey Briggs, the black school official that he shoved away. Per the docs, which were obtained by TMZ, the dad has told police he had past issues with Rainey and disliked him. He also allegedly said he didn't want Rainey to have the satisfaction of shaking his daughter's hand. Okay, let's see what this is about. The cops go on to note that the dad was vague upon further questioning, and eventually, the cops say they scold the father about his actions, telling him the way he conducted himself was just indeed acceptable, was just indeed not acceptable. That's what I meant. The father was apparently asked if he was remorseful over what he'd done, and the cops claim he said yes, but only for his daughter's sake. So, it sounds like he's still bitter over whatever beef he has with the superintendent. The cops also note that, based on their convo with the dad, they believe he planned to do this ahead of time as well. But anyway, the dad was ejected from the premises, and the officer decided to issue a summons on his orderly conduct charge. And by the way, Rainey himself filed for a restraining order, and in the docs, which were also obtained by TMZ, by the way, he does not get into personal history between himself and the dad. In fact, he knows that his relationship to the father is random. So on its face, it seems like he was taken aback. Rainey describes the incident in the docs, claiming the father said, "You are not going to touch my effing daughter." Rainey says he pushed the dad away and told him to keep his hands off of him before they were broken up, and the dad was whisked away. The superintendent was seeking court-ordered protection, And he got it temporarily. A hearing is scheduled for later this month, by the way. Anyway, that's it for this story. Now on to the next one, which I think is a little bit more happier, but who knows. It's about Nick Cannon. To hell with Ross. I've got a $10 million pair of balls. Nick Cannon's putting his family jewels first, taking out an insurance policy on his well-tested testicles, which I don't know why I'm saying, but well, which he's valued at a whopping 8 figures. Talking about money well spent, remember that Nick's golden gonads have already spawned 12 kids with 6 different women. So it should come as no surprise as he's just launched a new collab with Dr. Squatch's ball validation tool after all. But even less shocking, the men's care company assessed Nick's population boasting balls at $10 million. Ooh, we gotta read this. Can't go wrong about it. Dr. Squatch is putting its money where its mouth is Par-yar metaphor, please. As the company officially took out a policy through MMA Momentous Insurance to guarantee Nick's, Nick's beans are fairly protected. Nick's tongue in cheek take on his brass pair is, haters say it's time for me to stop having kids and put the super sperm to rest. But I'm doubling down on these valuable balls and my future kids. Shout out to Dr. Squatch for giving my balls the credit they deserve and hooking me up with the protection I need to keep this family tree rolling. The collab certainly flattering to Nick's ego, as the comedian landed the most valuable balls title, and all he had to do to nab the title was share his ball size, favorite features, and bedroom maneuvers. No testimony needed from his 6 previous happy customers, babies, mothers. Nick's in good company when it comes to insuring body parts. And in fact, his ex-wife pulled the move years ago, really. Now as TMZ reported, Mariah Carey, Mother Monroe, and Morrican, with Nick, had gotten a massive insurance policy in 2016 for her vocal cords and hamstrings, to the tune of $70 million. And the late great Tina Turner reportedly insured her famous legs for a whopping $3.2 million. But just as Mimi and Tina had a lot on the line professionally, when they protect their assets, the stakes are equally high for Nick's nuts. Mars ain't gonna populate itself after all, you know that, right? We might have time for one quick story, but I can't guarantee anything. I'm just gonna read the headline for this one. Luann D. Leps lost my B card at 18 to an older man. I'll read some of the story, but not all of it. Before her reality TV escapades, Luann D. Leps was just your average high schooler who, like many of us, lost her V-card at 18 during a high school dance to an older man. The Arhoney album confessed to being a late bloomer. The Arhoney album confessed to being a late bloomer, grappling with insecurity over towering above the boys at her school, until she took charge, orchestrating her own cherry poppy night like a boss. She said on Instagram, I think here, Bustle, I love men, and I love sex. Well, I don't think it was her. Well, she told Bustle. Well, Luann told Bustle, we had sex in the car, which is so prom, going on to casually name the guy who ushered in her into adulthood as Jim. And I'm sad to say we're not going to be able to read more because it's 8:48 and at this point we are out of time. That is so sad, but oh well. Anyway, coming up at 9 a.m., you probably guessed it, we're going to be doing Pokemon stuff. What else? But you probably already knew that, but there you go. Anyway, let's just put this commercial in now. We'll probably just kick things off with Pokemon Go, of course. Seems kind of obvious. I think I have a few knocked out. I still think I have a few still in. I think we'll kick things off with Calvin Harris, Summer. Getting pretty close to summer, guys. It's already sunny. And I think after that, we'll play One Republic Counting Stars. How about that? Anyway, I still got like less than a minute to talk with you guys. But coming up at 9 a.m., we're going to play Pokemon Go, guys. So I meant to get my phone out, but there you go. But anyway, coming up in the second half of the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club, we are going to play Pokemon Go. This is the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for Friday, June 7th, 2024. Again, we're playing music from 10 years ago, which is kind of nostalgic, I guess you could say. but there you go. In fact, actually, I might actually even trigger the break early, actually, for a change, but I don't think it'll really matter, but there you go. Anyway, coming up at 9 a.m., we'll play Pokemon Go with you guys, so that'll be interesting. But anyway, more of the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for Friday, June 7th, 2024, for Friday. The second half, we'll be right back. Don't go away. Yep.
When I smoke weed, I get lost in the music. I like to isolate each instrument. The rhythmic bass, the harmonies on the piano, the sticky melody.
Hey, careful, babe. There's someone crossing the street.
Sorry, I didn't see him there.
If you feel different, you drive different. Don't drive high. It's dangerous and illegal everywhere. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Put your phone on D&D. That means that do not disturb when you're driving. And when you're going from point A to B, I need you to stay safe, please, so always sing with me. So put your phone on D&D. That means that do not disturb when you're driving. And when you're going from point A to B, I need you to stay safe, please, so always remember this beep.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for you guys. Alright, we're now into the second half of the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club, and we're going to play Pokemon Go. Before we do that, I want to double check something here. Okay, I think it is connected. It says Zoroark. That would be my wireless Bluetooth speaker. So I am just going to take my word for it and say it's connected. Yep, it's showing the Bluetooth icon, so that's a good sign. So, here we go. Let's play some Pokemon Go from the Niantic and the Pokemon Company. Yeah. Yep, there's our sound there. That's good. Yeah. We get it. I don't really care. Your due diligence. Probably gonna run low on potions now. Alright. Let's gotta do this then. Don't get too many of these too often. I don't need a 2-star. Let's just throw it away. Just to save space. Yeah, go ahead. But then again, okay, hold on. Okay, we got to get out of this. Alright, go ahead. I'm gonna have to use max revive soon, regardless. Okay, I think that was my last max potion, I think. Judging by the fact, I don't think I got any coins today. Actually, maybe I did. Alright, this is who got me to my coins. It's Machamp. But I don't know if it was today or yesterday. Let me check. It was today. Okay, let's go ahead and feed Staraptor then. I'll do, Incineroar next. Who does Incineroar? I did. And last but not least, Vikavolt. But should I do Vikavolt? Yeah, let's just use Last Berry on him. That should be good enough. I don't know. That was my last berry. Last golden berry, that is. That just takes my profile, which just takes me to my buddy. And my buddy has a present for me, or some souvenir. I don't know. Let's see what it is. just point this to bed so I have an easier time. Aww, I love you, Winston. May you rest in peace. Well, the black and brown dog, I should say. I could see, my other dog, not, you know what I mean, my, Lycanroc plush toy that also is Duskform. I now call it Winston now because, it's, yeah. Okay, looks like it's gonna work. Hold on. There we go. He's on the bed, of course. Yeah, those will definitely come in handy. I might as well feed you, what the heck. Alright, one more to do the trick. And I guess that's it, guys. Let's just... Well, actually, hold on. Aww. There we go. Love that cry, by the way. Oh, now he's got... Oh, at least if I did. Oh, he found a candy. Okay. I see. Two candies, technically. Bragging about these red eggs here. They're both red, by the way, in the nearby gym, so let's see what they have to offer. Espeon. It's a shiny, I think. Whose shiny is this? Okay, that's one of my friends. Okay. One of my red friends, I should say. I think she changed them red, I think. Actually, she put a Rhyperior shiny in, and she put shinies in both of them. You know what's funny is Yellow likes to do that too. I think Red's starting to get this habit too, I think. Yeah, I know, Winnie, I know. We get it. I'll worry about it later. Okay, I don't think it was under special. You know what's funny is I defeated Arlo at Safeway, at the Starbucks Safeway. I can't remember what day it was. It was a few days ago, but I defeated Arlo just barely, though. But yeah, it was tough, but I barely defeated him. But yeah, I think it's under events. Yeah. This is different. You never see these too often. Come on, there you go. Like I said, you never see these too often, Sandy Gast. Usually, you can only get them for, like, field research, or time research, or special research, or whatever. But you get the idea. Almost perfect, but pretty close. Check and see. Okay, I still gotta hatch 5 more eggs and catch 3 more Pokemon on, you know what I mean, but yeah, but that's it for these. I still got more to do with the Go Battle League, and that was my first catch of the day. FY, let's just catch Execute here. I know we're running low on time, but you know what? I feel like we should just go over at this point, just for the heck of it. So I get hung up on this game quite a bit, guys. Just saying. It's fun. It's fun, fun, fun. It's not worth anything, by the way. Hold on to that one for now. That's weird. The sun just cut off. That's odd. So you won't be able to hear it now, but that's... Oh well. really no purpose for this speaker now, I guess. I mean, it still vibrates, you just can't hear it. That's odd. Remember the tablet did that too. It's light and short, by the way. Let's just throw it away. And I think now this would be a good time to just close it off. Yeah. Because either way, the sound just cut out for some reason. That was odd. Either way, yeah, that was pretty interesting. Anyway, I am just going to go ahead and put this commercial in now, guys. And for this next segment, I'm just going to do Pokemon Sleep. I've already waken up my Pokeball, so we don't have to worry about that now. And I think I'm just going to do a 2-minute break this time, guys. Tell you what, I'm just going to do that. That way, I could at least have some time to put the music in, because either way, I know that at this point, we know we went over. But you know what? I don't care. And we're going to play, trying to think here, let's play Katy Perry Birthday, and, Come With Me Now by the Congos. That should work, hopefully. Anyway, coming up next segment is Pokemon Sleep. We will be right back right after this. Don't go away with Pokemon Sleep. We'll be right back. Yep. Right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for you guys. Earlier I said I was going to play Congos, Come With Me Now, but it seemed to me it was going to go short or run over, so I just decided to contemplate and play Magic. Rude. Anyway, we're going to play Pokemon Sleep now, so here we go. Thank you. I might cut that part out, I don't know. But anyway, it'll be okay. Let's just synchronize the Pokeball Plus now. Okay, that's not good, but that's not stuff I usually use too. But I guess we'll just hit start then. Ignore that error message. Like it never ever happens. Away. I did sleep more though. Okay, wonderful. I didn't know I didn't cheat, so that's good. Don't tell the FBI or anything. Everything went up. Good. I think all this is just stuff I've already discovered. And obviously I didn't put incense out, so yeah. Yeah, I don't see mention about incense there. And it looks like another Pokemon just got defeated. Oh, well, maybe there is a new one here. I said corrected. I did not even notice that. But yeah, I just got a notification telling me that, Pokemon has battled hard and has returned to me. So yeah, I'm definitely going to be defeating gyms later, at least playing some of the nearby gyms nearby. But anyway, here's Knee Up Sleep by Ryle, who it's a new one actually that I haven't heard of. Well, I haven't discovered it yet. So, Free to go, guys, before we can discover Snowdrop Tundra. We can do this. We can do this. Don't you worry. I believe that was the last one. Yep. I knew that. No one's hungry, of course, but if I had put incense out, I could fix that. But I really want this Rylou, though. I know I already have a few of them, but you know what? Let's just feed him anyway. I have to feed the bonus biscuit to someone. I do have a great biscuit here. Yep, that was converted. That was originally an Entei biscuit. That should be enough. Yep. Alright. Alright, let's just get out of here now. Yeah, that's a 4-star. It looks good enough to me. It is 8 candies, I will admit that. It's gonna be a while before I get to rank 31, though. I also have to expand my box in, too. Oh yeah, level 10 Sassy Rylou, by the way. Sorry, I forgot to mention that. And I don't care about that. Oh, wow. Thank you, guys. Thank you. What was this? Okay. Oh, I see. It ran up. A little bit higher than it was before. Got 5x help usual. Hey, what do you do that for? Don't do that. You know that? Or you do that either? Just help the Nine Tails, huh? Whoa! Cool. Why spend 4 Pokestops? That's kind of concerning. I'll spend more than that. I got Apple there. Oh, Nine Tails wants something. There we go. Look at all those berries, wow! He's gonna be hungry. Now for breakfast. He might just do mixed breakfast, I don't know. Seems that way. Should be good enough. I don't know how this will turn out, but we'll see. 3273, final district, 4582. Let's just get that spec off, that's all. Yeah, I just made just a traditional mixed curry, that's all. Nothing too special there. Alright. I think we're gonna just start breaking now while he's eating. So let's do that. I'll let you continue listening to music while he's eating. Well, you get what I'm saying, but yeah, finish off with this one. should be almost 30 seconds, but close enough. There's our commercial. Now for our music. Alright. Top 40. There we go. Alright, which we play? Ronnie Grande, Problem, featuring Iggy Azalea. And then after that, we'll play, trying to think here. Stuff we haven't played yet. Here, give me a moment here, guys. Let's play, let's play something different. How about we play, Pharrell Williams, Happy. I don't think I played that on the morning show yet, but there you go. But anyway, there you go. Coming up is the Ronnie Grande Problem featuring Iggy Azalea and Pharrell Williams, Happy. And I'm not sure what we're going to do for the next segment. I think we could just do another part of Pokemon Sleep, I guess. I don't know. Maybe some mixture in there. I mean, I haven't claimed submissions to Sleep Points yet. They really want me to do that, too. So I think we'll just do that to fill time. So there you go. And by the way, he's still eating his berries. There's still a while to go. So I think, yeah, I'm just going to turn this down. Anyway, he's still eating his berries as we speak, but there you go. Anyway, coming up is Pharrell Williams' Happy, and the other song, I believe, is Problem featuring Iggy Azalea by... Well, it's you get what I'm saying. It's Iggy Azalea and Pharrell Williams. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Yep.
If you feel like that's what you want.
By Ronnie Grande, right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for you guys. Excuse me there. Anyway, welcome back to Pokemon Sleep. We're in the final segment also of the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club as well. So sad, but oh well. But anyway, let's go to the main menu here. And we'll fend these leaking accounts off. Okay, I think it just wanted me to link accounts. Well, we're not doing that. That, we're not saving my dad to the cloud. This is not iCloud or whatever. Anyway, let's just go ahead and claim our sleep points and shut up. It's really, Pokemon Sleep is very infamous for, its, premium pass and premium features. I don't think the linked account feature works anyway, unless if you, buy the premium pass anyway. I'm not sure. That's why I don't do it. So, yeah, very annoying. Very annoying. We may need, really would like the Snorlax to get to, like, a better rating, I usually don't like using the helper whistles that often, but let's just use it anyway. Yeah. What the heck? Mainly gives me berries, of course. Yep, I knew that. Find three more. I hope we can with this Ultra 2 rating. Hope we can get an Ultra 3. I'm hoping we get the Master 1 even. That'd be even better because I think this will be the best rating yet. I think the highest I've gotten him before was, I think, Great rating or something, which I think was pretty terrible in my opinion. I don't think I did really well on this research site, I will admit. This might do it. There we go. Okay, he's ultra free now. Great. Still got two more to go before, well, three technically, before he's Master One, I think. I don't know. But whatever. Anyway, there you have it. I thought there would be like something, like some rewards over the main menu, but it looks like it was just crap about linking accounts, so. Yeah, don't fall for that crap. Just don't link your accounts to iCloud or whatever. It's just not worth it. Well, I don't know what it is. I don't even know what they want us to link it to. That's why I don't bother with it. Because I don't even know what the heck it is anyway. So that's why I don't bother with it. But anyway, I don't think there's really more here we can do now. Oh, wait a minute. What do you have for me? At the very least, one berry. And that's about it. Alright, let's check the new Rylou we just got. See what he has to say. He gives us one of this kind of berry. I forget what it's called. Oh, he'll give me pure oil and potatoes. Potatoes will come in handy sometimes. I think he has to be like level 30 to give me potatoes, though. And how many candies do you need to evolve it? Oh, you gotta have 150 hours of sleep logged with Rylou. Evolve during the day between 6 a.m. and 5:59 p.m. I still need more candy. So, yeah, that's gonna be kind of unfortunate. But anyway, is one of these berries that Snorlax likes, is that one, I wonder? It's the one red one that has a little vine-like to it. Let's see here. No, it is not. Alright, we'll just leave Rylou alone for now. Probably wait till another time. I just really want the Snorlax to have a better rating, that's all. We'll probably keep the fire types up for now. Usually they're the ones that give me these kinds of berries, but yeah. So there you go. I think this might do it for Pokemon Sleep. I don't know. Yeah, that might do it, guys. You never know. Oh, wait a minute. What's this? More berries and oil. Not quite it yet. Just when you think it's over with, it isn't. You're done, Snorlax. Now he's done. Wasn't enough to get him to like the highest rating, but whatever. Now I think we're done. Anyway, I guess that's it. That is it. Anyway, we are going to go ahead for our final break-in. As always, we're gonna put a different PSA in to finish it off. Yeah, let's do that. There we go. Just passed it. Yep. And that's our 3 minute break there. Now for music. I think we're going to finish it off with Latch featuring Sam Smith by Disclosure. Disclosure, I should say. And then to officially close out the show, we'll have, I'm trying to think here, not really a whole lot here I can think of, oh yeah, this is a cool one, gotta figure out where the heck it's at, Classic by MKTO. It's like 2 minutes and 52 seconds, so yeah, that's kind of interesting. Anyway, that's going to do it for the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. I still got like a minute and 8 seconds left to talk to you guys, but yeah, there you go. I could read the weather, I guess, but there's just no point. But if you want to read the weather and check out the weather forecast, I have it online on my website at tfxradio.rf.gd. So there you go. But anyway, that's it for the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for Friday, June 7th, 2024. Again, we will be back on the air probably on Monday, which will be the 10th. And we'll probably be doing a different format. Well, we won't be doing a different format. I don't know. We'll see what happens. Maybe different music. We'll see what happens. But you get the picture. But yeah, I'll be back on the air on June 10th, hopefully with Daniel. We'll see what happens. But anyway, this is Jesse Atkinson, a.k.a. The Lone Lock and Rock for Tricky Fox Radio on Friday, June 7th, 2024. It's been good having you with us. I'll keep you posted on what happens. Again, I'm going swimming real soon, so there you go. But anyway, this is Jesse Atkinson, a.k.a. The Lone Lock and Rock, signing off for Tricky Fox Radio. On Friday, June 7th, 2024, it's been good having you with us. But until next time, goodbye everyone. See you on Monday.
They are our love bugs and companions. They are our pets, our family, and they make life better. When we face unexpected challenges, so do our pets. That's why we're on a mission to support people and their pets. Whether donating a bag of kibble, sharing an Instagram post of a lost cat, or welcoming a foster pet into your home, every bit of kindness counts. Visit petsandpeopletogether.org to learn how to be a helper in your community. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.